Litecoin is so far this year's top performing cryptocurrency. Yep, you heard right. Litecoin. It's up more than threefold, having gained 330% year to date, outpacing all of its crypto peers, including best known and largest token, Bitcoin. Data shows that it now boasts a market cap of about $8.4 billion, making it the seventh largest digital asset. And all of this as Facebook discloses some of the detail around the launch of its own cryptocurrency, the Libra. Marty Greenspan, who's a senior market analyst at trading platform eToro, joins us now to take a closer look at the substance behind the frenzy. Thanks so much, Marty, for your time this evening. So, with the likes of a me just getting to grips with Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency and not even getting that completely, we have another cryptocurrency outranking it in terms of performance, Litecoin. What's fueling this momentum? Because it's a coin that many haven't even heard of before.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you very much for having me on, Alicia. So Litecoin is basically the second cryptocurrency or second major cryptocurrency to come into existence. It was basically created as a fork off of Bitcoin in order to be a little bit faster and cheaper for transactions. So it's more of a transactional currency where people, you know, if you want to buy stuff, you know, in a merchant scenario online or in real life, it's a bit faster where a Bitcoin transaction can take 10, 20 minutes, an hour. Litecoin can be usually done within a few minutes.
Okay, with that transactional capability, though, I mean, what real fundamental support are these coins really seeing? Are the elements behind the rally justifiable and real?
Yeah, so we've been seeing a broad rally or even a renaissance across the crypto market. Just about all of the large cap altcoins, Bitcoin obviously is doing very well. Binance coin is doing great, and some of the others, XRP and Ethereum, are all performing fantastic since the beginning of the year.
I asked the question because what has cropped up is this phenomenon of halving. It's quite common within the crypto market where the number of coins awarded to so-called miners are literally slashed by 50%. The idea being that a cut in supply will not only drive up price, but also prevent an erosion of value. So how much of that do we factor into this entire equation?
Yeah, that's one of the main catalysts that some have been pointing to for the recent rally. Litecoin halving will be in August, and currently annual inflation rate of Litecoin is around 8%. So as of August, it's going to go down to 4%. So obviously, if you have less new supply coming online, demand increases, and that generally has a positive increase in price.
Yeah.
But Litecoin has very strong fundamentals across the board. They've been seeing a bottom line of 20,000 transactions per day, even during the bear market when crypto prices were going down and, you know, people were very apathetic about crypto in general. Litecoin was still seeing a very steady usage of the network, as well the hash rate itself, which is the amount of miners contributing, the amount of computing power contributing to the network and securing the transactions, is now at all-time highs as well.
Matty, having said that, merchant transactions account for only, 1.3% of economic activity, according to data that has come through on some fronts. Do you see that rising significantly moving forward? What kind of outlook do you have on that front?
Yeah, well, crypto market is a largely speculative market, but I think that that's quite in line with some other markets as well. Gold, for example. I mean, how much use does gold actually have? I mean, people use it for jewelry. There's very limited use within technology. But most of the action that you see in the price is caused by speculation, which is the same as crude oil as well. All of the, people who trade crude oil are going to be watching very closely, you know, what are the supply and demand factors. But we have to realize that at the end of the day, the actual use of any commodity is going to be the tip of the iceberg compared to how much is being traded on speculative transactions.
On the back of that speculative transaction, though, we see huge upswings or downswings in prices on a day-to-day basis. Does that not pose a significant challenge for this as a transactional currency?
Indeed. So volatility is kind of a double-edged sword for cryptocurrencies. On the one hand, you know, when you have a crypto that's going up, you know, and seeing 1,000% gain, you know, within a short amount of time, obviously that causes a lot of excitement, right? People get involved, people start looking at it, people start investing in it. But when you have the type of volatility and the prices are not as stable, so that kind of shoots you in the foot as well, because then it's harder to use it as a store of value, right? You can't just, you know, hold. Yeah. Over time, I mean, especially with Bitcoin, Litecoin, and some of the others, the fact that there's a very limited supply, right? Bitcoin only has 21 million coins that will ever be created. Mm-hmm. You know, if every millionaire in the world wanted one, they couldn't have. Right. So because of that limited supply, that causes desirability as well.
Yeah. Maddie, amidst it all, just yesterday, we've seen Facebook unveil its digital coin, the Libra. How do you see this emerging as a contender in this entire playing field?
Yeah, Libra is basically changing the game on a lot of different levels. You know, Facebook has more than 2 billion users, which is a significant population of the earth. So the fact that they're bringing this new blockchain into the world is doing wonders for this industry.
Yeah.
It's basically the idea here is that Libra is bullish for Bitcoin and for the other cryptocurrencies as well, because what it does is raises awareness about cryptocurrencies, and hopefully it will be make it easier for people to transact with them.
Well,
so if people have Libra, they can easily change it for Bitcoin or Litecoin or any of the others.
Well, we wait and see. Of course, that expected to debut in the first half of 2020. Marty, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Marty Greenspan from eToro.